This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And welcome back. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Martin Kilcoin from CBC High School will be here at 11 o'clock. And Jordan Barnett, who's also from CBC, is playing for the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA Summer League. And he's being coached by Blake Ahern, DeSmet coaching CBC. How about that? And in fact, I aired a highlight last night of Jordan with a ferocious dunk. He had 9 points and 6 rebounds. Good luck to him as he tries to become an NBA player. Boy, how about this? I know there's a percentage of our audience that doesn't want to hear any NBA talk at all, but even the NBA Summer League is going to be interesting. Do you realize that when Zion Williamson plays a game in the NBA Summer League, which he will, that may be the most anticipated sporting event, you know, of that month?
I feel like that is something the Summer League that has exploded in the last
3 years.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I just don't recall it being that big of a deal. And now I guess the NBA does it right. It just carries momentum straight from the draft and into the regular season. But then that's your best chance or your first chance to see Zion against kind of NBA players.
Yeah.
Not complete NBA players, but kind of.
Yeah, it's really a great idea. And they're televised nationally.
It's a great location if people want to go. It's in Vegas.
And they play the games kind of rapidly back and forth. You can see them on NBA TV. They even have 3-on-3 games of former NBA players, like on CBS television on a Saturday afternoon. They'll have Rick Barry and Julius Erving coaching, and they'll be coaching these out of shape, Amari Stoudemire types, and they're broadcast on national television. A couple of food ideas. The Prodigal with a really good one. The short ribs of beef in gravy over rice at Mom's Soul Food on Del Mar are the truth. That could be a strong candidate for Frank's Food Picks. I love that idea. Parkside Grill. Anybody been there before?
No, I haven't.
The Lobster Club. And this is one of my all-time favorites. The brisket sandwich from Salt and Smoke. I mean, if you're really feeling it, ask for the Ray King. It's an off-the-menu special. It's a brisket sandwich. It's spectacular. And ironically, this is from Ray King. So, yeah, I don't think you can get a better brisket in town than Salt and Smoke. Would you agree with that?
Oh, no, that's great. Love Salt and Smoke.
All right. Clown Pizza and Chef Salad at Pagalonia's.
I've never heard that.
In Festus. No wonder. It's a long way out, but it sounds good. We went to Greenville last time. We can go anywhere. All right, let's see what else we have here, Brian.
Someone wondering when the Cardinals were last below 500 in July. That was 2 years ago. I think, unfortunately, we're past the point where we can try to play the, oh, look how long it's been since we've been this bad card, because it's a little more frequent now.
So it's not all that rare.
No, not all that rare anymore to be under 500 in July.
Tonight we are going to see Mike Leake for the Seattle Mariners, and for the Cardinals, we're going to see Adam Wainwright. Do you agree with the commission's assessment that he has been our best pitcher? I don't know. Dakota may be up there.
Oh, boy. Can I say most consistent? I feel like we've gotten mostly the same start about every time out of Wainwright. And we haven't received that out of Hudson, because he got off to a really bad start. Flaherty, who had a really bad June. And Michaelis has had some rough outings, and we all know Waka has had moments of just being really bad.
Yeah, how about a game one starter? I think I would go Dakota.
Yeah, probably, but that won't be a that won't be a problem.
You don't think that's going to be a question we need to ask?
No. Hopefully next year.
All right. What else we got here? Let's see.
From the 314, Friday night is. Friday night late is Michael Porter Jr. Summer League and Cardinals losing to the Giants. Saturday night is Ben Askren fighting and the Cardinals losing to the Giants. Sunday is World Cup final Michael Porter Jr. Summer League, and the Cardinals losing to the Giants. When am I going to watch Absentia?
I've not seen it yet. Have you seen it?
I've never.
It's on Prime. I see it up there right next to Bosch.
I have not. We're doing Euphoria, which I do believe is on Prime. It's really good.
I'll tell you what, though. You know, the thing about Michael Porter Jr., I mean, if you told me tonight Michael Porter Jr. was playing a game and the Cardinals were playing a game and I could only watch it for an hour, I think I'd go Michael Porter Jr. I'm intrigued and fascinated to see if he's going to come back and play. Are you guys interested or do you care about
Michael? I'm interested. Yeah. I want to see how he does.
I mean, the guy was the most one of the most talked about sports figures in St. Louis for like a year and a half. And then all of a sudden, we don't hear from him at all.
Eh, take it or leave it.
You could care less.
No, I'm not a Mizzou fan, you know? It's hard to gravitate towards the Mizzou player because I tend not to...
We root for Myles Leonard in the NBA.
Do you?
Well, that night I did. That was the craziest night ever. What do you have,
yes.
Like 30? I thought drilling had, threes like
I
Dirk?
I thought he had like 26 in the first half or something ridiculous.
Insane, yeah.
For me, Frank, all I want to see is Michael Porter Jr. playing a full game. That's fair. Baby steps.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Remember when everyone blamed Matheny for the Cardinals losing? Now people blame players. Does the coach matter that much? I think that now it's shifted from the manager to the front office.
Yes.
And it's good for Mike Schilt because he's not catching much heat because I think people realize he's got average players, you know? Just think about that. Right field, let's just say it's a Fowler lineup. That's average. Center field, maybe below average. Left field, above average. Third base, below average. Shortstop, above average. Second base, would you say Colton Wong as a whole is...
Having the year, I think we
slightly
expected.
Above...
Yeah, I think he's...
Because he does have some RBIs and...
I think he's where we thought he would be.
And his fielding is just insane.
Yes, I know his offensive numbers aren't great, but they're not that far below... where he normally is. His career OPS is 704. Right now it's 697. So he's not really that below where he's normally been, especially if you look at Matt Carpenter and Paul Goldschmidt, who are 100-plus points below their career OPS. And as you mentioned, his defense has been outstanding.
All right, before we break, a quick word about the Gatesworth, finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, we recommend the Gatesworth. I love heading over there. Have a little lunch with my mom. The food is just outstanding. Service is great. There's so many activities. After lunch, they do a little workout, take a nap, have a happy hour, have dinner, watch a movie. How can it get any better than that? The Gatesworth 170 and Delmar, the finest in senior living. When we come back, we'll be joined by Martin Kilcoyne.